You reached your emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shalise. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, may I have your first and last name?
Tricia Coates.
Have you previously called in today for roadside service?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. All right, Ms. Tricia, I do have your...
11 o'clock.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I have an open ticket, but I don't show that it's any member information on it. What's been a problem with all of the calls?
Say it again.
I have a ticket that was set up for you, but there's no membership information on it and no vehicle.
Okay. Let me give you, I'm with Exception Auto Insurance.
You with Acceptance Auto Insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's your policy number?
Policy number will be Paul Peter Tennessee Exicon.
Okay. Say it again for me.
PPTX.
All right. That's the full policy number?
And the number is 001-52963-01. Expiration 5/30/2023.
Okay, 1 second. So that was PPCX001529-63-01.
Okay, let me do it again. Peter Pan, Tennessee Exicon will be Texas. And then it will be 0015-2963-01.
Okay, 1 second. Peter, Tom, X-ray, 0015-2963-01. Yeah.
-01. I used y'all before.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me try another system. No. All right, so I do have your policy loaded up. However, it does come back that it's inactive. So you have no coverage for roadside, but we can continue. It would have to be out of pocket.
I have it because it's saying the coverage on my policy. It's saying I have roadside assistance.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me check this. And what's your address?
3747 AMOS, Houston, Texas, 77021.
Yeah, this is your address listed on this particular one, and it's only one loading up. And the policy number is actually a little different from what you gave me. So the policy number that you gave me is not even pulling up with your name. Do you have another name that it may be under?
What name is pulling up under?
Do you have anyone else on your policy?
It will be Leola Coates.
Let me try that name. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Leola.
All right, you said
Leola.
And what's the zip code?
77021.
Yeah, it's not coming up with that either. The only policy that was coming up with your name on it is showing that it's inactive. Let me try it again. Yeah, even if I go look at it, all of our other different ways, it still shows inactive.
I don't understand it. I was just looking at it. All 40 have auto free downloads this year. Yeah.
But we can continue. It would just have to be out of pocket. And if you do have roadside, you can submit your receipt into acceptance for reimbursement consideration.
So how much would it be, though? That's what I need to find out, because... Oh, man, it's good.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me get some information from you.
Yeah.
All right, when did your policy go into effect?
It started again 11:30.
Oh, that's why. It takes about 72 hours for it to fully come over in business days, so that could be an issue. Could be the
now, she told me it's affected immediately.
Yeah, I'm talking about to come over to our systems. Because we're not acceptance, we're nation safe drivers, so it could take a little minute for it to update in our end. Do you have your producer code and your plan ID?
Yeah, hold on just a moment. Producer code, hold up.
Okay. Give me 1 second, because I found it. Houston. All right, what's the year, make, model, and color of your vehicle?
It's a burgundy, 1997 Nissan Pathfinder.
All right, and what's wrong with the vehicle?
It won't start.
All right, and what type of service are you requesting today? All right. Well, does the vehicle have any power at all to go into neutral?
No.
All right. Thank you. All right, and will you need a ride with the driver?
Yes.
All right, is it just one passenger?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Do you have a face mask?
Do I have a what?
A face mask.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, where are you located?
8330 Sweetwater UPS.
You said Sweetwater UPS?
Uh-huh. That's where I'm at. I'm at UPS at 8330 Sweetwater.
All right. Thank you. Well, how you said it pulled it up. All right. That's how you said it still pulled it up.
Okay.
And where are you towing the vehicle to?
My house.
All right. The 3747 on Most Street.
Yeah,
on Most Street.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I did end up locating your producer code from the other ticket, well, from the other policy number, and it did pull up your policy, your cover for 25 miles. Hold on. Okay, yeah. All right, so let me go ahead and get you dispatched. Give me one moment.
So it did pop up?
I had to get the information from the inactive one just to see if this one was going to be active with the number, and it did work. So give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.